Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
We're starting in January. It's going to be called No Jerk January.
Yeah.
So January 1st, we're starting 2020 No Jerk for
it's,
31
it's no
days.
It's No Jerk. So if you have the sexual intercourse, that still kosher. You're still good on that.
You're good. You're good.
So Michael's going to be goddamn swiping goddamn right, just like he's trying to start a goddamn fire on his Bumble match. Hold up.
Oh, my shit. I'm going to be on Bumble, Tinder, OkCupid. I'm going to be on Raya.
What happens if we break it, though?
We don't. We don't.
Okay, well, what do you call a wet dream?
Well, that's God's jerking you off. That's fine. It's spiritual.
Dude, wet dreams are still wild to me.
You
can nut hands-free. You Bluetooth
can,
nut.
Dude, you can AirPod a nut, dude.
Bluetooth nut.
You can nut no hands.
In your sleep.
What?
Dude, imagine what that looks like.
I would love to watch someone. Dude, that's the next level of porn. Watching someone wet dream. Do girls wet dream? Like, can someone answer that?
Because I think they do, but it's like not. It's a different. They might get a little moist down there. But I'm saying you wake up. You know what's crazy? Every time you have a wet dream, you go, "Did I?" And then you pat down. And you go, "Oh yeah."
Oh man, I don't. I do not remember ever. I know I have obviously, but I do not remember like the wetness of it. I don't remember like fuck. Oh. I changed my sheets.
But, hold up.
Huh? Oh
yeah. I mean, it's not great.
Okay. I was busting blanks for a while.
Blanks?
Yeah.
Nothing. Wet dreams?
No, not wet dreams. I was like fucking things and just nothing was coming out for a while.
Until
like,
what
like
age?
Months.
Like 21?
16, 17.
I mean, yeah, the first time you rub one out, is you get the erection, but nothing's coming out.
Nothing.
You're like, am I missing something here?
Yeah, I'm trying to clean a keyboard.
God damn, the bottles. It'd be so funny because the level of lotion or like conditioner to shampoo ratio would be wild as a teenager.
Oh my
god.
It'd
be this much out of the shampoo and the conditioner's like,
and then, oh, could you drink one of conditioner?
Back in the day.
I've never you conditioner.
As a child, yes.
No.
Girls do wet dream.
Oh.
How the hell?
Did you look that up or some or
no, people are responding.
What happens? How does it work?
I don't know. Give us more details. They just say yes, we do.
Oh, that's fucking dope.
I mean, in any sexual, anything. Bro, if I fucking answer the phone call in my sleep, I'm pumped. But if I can nut while sleeping, it's crazy.
A nut on command would be amazing.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay, give it to
can
me,
can anybody
Johnson?
Sleepwalk and sleep nut?
Yes.
You think somebody's for sure done that?
100%.
Just walked up, stood around, and, yeah. Just bow, and then just lay back down?
Yes.
Just fucking shot a load.
Shot a load into the ficus plant. Come back and go to back to sleep. And your mom wakes up the next day and she goes, Jacob, you did it again.
Well, how do you know? She just goes, well, I think you know how you know.
Yeah.
So we've got a question from Autumn. She wants to know, what's the weirdest pickup line you've ever used and did it work?
The weirdest pickup line I've ever used. I think it had to be, God damn, them breasts.
Damn, hold up. I've never used weird...
I've called a girl by her not name as like a pickup line.
How's that work?
I just walk up to like a random girl. I'm like, Katie? She's like, no. I'm like, oh, you kind of look like a Katie. And she's like, it, you know, it's not.
Just go from there.
It's just to get in there.
Yeah.
I don't like, I've never like walked up to a girl and be like, oh shit, look, your face is like a beautiful.
Damn
song.
Girl, are you from Missouri?
Oh my God.
Because you look like shit. I don't, dude, I don't think it even worked. No pickup line has ever like worked.
No corny pickup lines ever worked.
No, have you heard of that shit called like peacocking?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I hate them.
I don't like it at all.
Why?
They're like, you wear a bright orange fedora with feathers coming out of it and a boa constrictor as a scarf.
Yeah, why do you have a Razor scooter inside,
no,
sir?
It looks like your cologne is LSD. We don't need that.
It works though.
But who was like, I'm down?
troubled young women.
Yeah, I can't see it being the type of people you'd attract.
No, it's, I mean,
if you were the peacock, what would you do? What would you do to get attention?
I'd dye my hair jet black. I'd wear, hold on, man. You didn't let me finish. I'd wear one of those hats with the propellers on it. I'd wear one rollerblade and just kind of use the other, wear one sneaker, kind of push myself that way. And then I'd have a fireworks. I'd always have fireworks. So I'd walk up to a girl like, Katie? And she'd be like, no, I'm Stephanie. Like,
you just look like,
pew,
a, just look like a Sonic employee that got their ass beat, though. Yeah. I think I'd go overalls, no shirt under.
You a farmer?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I got hair like this that obviously I can't handle shit.
Right.
Like, there's no way he's out there picking goddamn carrots out of the ground.
Maybe. There's some hot farmers out there.
Yeah, but they're like buff hot.
True.
Me, strong. I don't, bro, I have a farmer's tan, but I don't have the farm in me.
No, there's something about farming that makes you strong as shit. That country strong, yeah, shit.
You're hitting lats all day, pulling fucking potatoes out of the ground and just hucking them at your goddamn elk to stay on the goddamn ranch. Now over here. Hold up.
I don't think you're pulling out potatoes. Where do potatoes come from?
Don't ask the ground? That. The ground. Yes, they're covered in dirt.
Like, do that? I don't think you pick them like that. They're not like radishes. You pick them like this?
They're in the same family. They probably pull up to the same family functions.
All right.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.